Komoiawa Tamanui, France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson says New Zealand First deputy leader should be ashamed of his support for a Coromandel mining project. An anti-mining group has taken a judicial review of a Hauraki Regional Council subturfage aimed at giving Oceania Gold access to a paper road through the pristine Whareki Raupunga forest to build mining vents. Ms Davidson says that's at odds with Indigenous sentiment around the world, which takes a longer-term view of environmental protection, and his argument he's thinking about jobs for young people doesn't wash.
So I've seen what he's been saying. He's saying, oh, if we can't mine, we're not going to be able to help young people with the financial worries and the equity issues that they've been campaigning on. Oh, we're fancy trying to put that on young people, when we have got wealth in this country that Shane is not wanting to tap into and recognise in the form of a wealth tax, capital gains tax.
Marama Davidson. On other news, a new telehealth service for rural areas hopes to improve access to primary healthcare for nearly 900,000 New Zealanders. Kia ora Telehealth was co-commissioned by Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand and Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority. It brings together existing companies Reach Aotearoa, Practice Plus and Emergency Consult. Clinical Director Emma Colvert says the initial rollout is for 20 rural practices, with more expected over the coming weeks. She says it gives people in rural areas more options.
I don't think bricks and mortar should be replaced. I think it's really important to have in-person services with a clinical team that lives in your area and knows your whānau, knows you well. I don't see or intend for it to ever be replaced.
Patients under 14 years old will be free, while community services and gold card carriers will pay $19.50 for a consult. And lastly, it's Native American Heritage Month, and a Lakota Sioux living in Aotearoa says similarities with Māori cultures make him feel at home. This November, Native Americans all around the world reflect on the rich history of their people for Native American Heritage Month. Daniel Twiss from South Dakota has been here for 7 years and now has two tamariki with Māori and Niuean connections. He says there are parallels between Māori and Lakota.
So we have a story about lifting the sky because the sky was too close to the earth. And I was amazed to come over here and learn about the same story here with Māori people. And so there are certain parallels that are easy to teach my boys because they see it all the time when they go to kura.
Tomorrow is Thanksgiving in America, and Daniel Twist says his whānau use the day to mourn ancestors and celebrate what they have come from and who they are. And that's your Wātea English News.